November 29, revealing the triumphs of grace. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God, Isaiah 43:12. The faithful ambassador of Christ is not ashamed of the banner of truth. He does not cease from proclaiming the truth, however unpopular it may be. In all places, in season, out of season, he heralds the glad tidings of salvation. Missionaries for God are called to face dangers, endure privations, and suffer reproach for the truth's sake. Yet amid dangers, hardships, and reproach, they are still to hold the banner aloft. The third angel proclaims his message in no whispered tones and no hesitant manner. He cries with a loud voice while flying swiftly through the midst of heaven. This shows that the work of God's servants is to be earnest and rapidly performed. They must be brave witnesses for the truth. With no shame upon their countenances, with uplifted heads, with the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness shining upon them, with rejoicing that their redemption draweth nigh, they go forth declaring the last message of mercy to the world. These last day witnesses are bold soldiers of Jesus Christ. They have tasted of the powers of the world to come. Their feet are not on sliding sand, but on solid rock. They are not easily moved away from the faith once delivered to the saints. These will be strengthened by their leader to cope with difficulties. They are messengers of righteousness, representatives of Christ, revealing the triumphs of grace. From these chosen men of God, the truth will shine forth. It will be heard from their lips, reflected in their countenances, and demonstrated in their lives. They will be marked by purity and uncorruptness. The grace of Christ has a refining, ennobling influence on the character. Many men and women of ability, refinement, and education will throw their all on the Lord's side. Many will part with friends and will sacrifice every worldly interest in order to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Their lives give evidence to the world of the power of Christianity. They witness that the gospel is what it purports to be, the power of God unto salvation. Bright beams of gospel truth are flashed from them upon the path of those who are in darkness. Their unswerving fidelity is registered in the books of heaven. Manuscript 51, 1900. Those who walk even as Christ walked, who are patient, gentle, kind, and meek, and lowly in heart, those who yoke up with Christ and lift his burdens, who yearn for souls as he yearned for them, these will enter into the joy of their Lord. They will see with Christ the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Heaven will triumph, for the vacancies made in heaven by the fall of Satan and his angels will be filled by the redeemed of the Lord. Review and Herald, May 29, 1900.